with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster.
Welcome back. Yardless, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network, live on Jethro FM. That's country with a twist, man. That's kind of like you and me, Bob. We're just country guys with a twist.
But we're twisted. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. It is Michigan fall. It's coming anyway, and we got tailgating coming up. I can't wait to start getting into tailgate recipes and maybe get to a tailgate.
That's right. Food with a stick, man. You get everything that we make on a tailgate has a handle on it, so you can hold your beer in one hand and eat with the other one.
So I hear our team, the Bulldogs up at Ferris, are having a heck of a year.
Yeah, yep. Like I said in the last segment, I'm going up there in a couple of weeks. I'm going to see them in person. But, yeah, they are. They're 0-2, or 2-0, rather. Not 0-2, they're 2-0. So that's cool.
So fall veggies, there's so many of them, but one that I love is Brussels sprouts, and that's not anymore a fall veggie, but if you're growing them yourself, they're coming in right now real nice. And you can do those on the grill.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little trick to it. So you want to soak them for about a half an hour in some salty water, and then boil it until they get like semi-done.
Okay.
And then dip them up. You got to cut them in half first.
Before you put the salt water on them?
Yes.
Okay.
You cut them in half down the center, and you leave the stem on so it stays together. And boil them for about 10 minutes maybe, 5 minutes. And then drain them and set them aside. Take and fry up some bacon and take that bacon grease and the fat renderings and put them in a large bowl with bacon and the fat and toss them around, and then place those things on the grill.
Okay, so you haven't cut them in half completely. You just kind of put a knife down two-thirds of them.
No, you go down the center completely. So you So you have halves.
Okay.
And then you're basically going to boil them for about 5 minutes just to tenderize them.
Okay.
Because the grill just can't cook them well enough.
Oh, okay.
They're hard little buggers.
Right, yeah.
But here's the cool thing Brussels sprouts. So that's one of those vegetables that's just like cauliflower and cabbage and broccoli. Those four have a chemical in them that's actually a cancer-fighting agent. So if you can eat as much of those four as you can, you'll offset some of the things that are put in our food.
When I was working hard at losing weight, those four that you just mentioned were very much in the center of the diet. And I think the term is cruciferous, is those vegetables,
easy,
if you look that up. Because there's more of them. Kale is in there and some others that aren't so good.
I would never ask anybody to eat
kale. No, I wouldn't either. But my point is that there's a lot of health value in those, and Brussels sprouts are good. Now, you put them in bacon grease. It might fatten them up for you a little bit. Yeah, you know, if you're going to die eating bacon. Right, I mean, what the heck? I don't care. I'm gonna die with a smile on my face. I haven't met a piece of bacon I don't like. You know, I've even burned it and tried to salvage it because it's like it's bacon. You can't get rid of it. But anyway, whatever. Other things that are on the grill this time of year. What are you thinking about sweet potatoes? Those are a root vegetable too.
They're so easy.
Right, and I like to do those in discs rather than long fries. I'm not a big meaty fry guy. I like crisper stuff. My wife, on the other hand, likes going lengthways on the sweet potatoes.
I thought you made those in your air fryer.
What? I do, but that's what she does, because those big ones, I just don't particularly care for them. But the little, I cut them, you know, across the grain, if you will, in little discs about an eighth of an inch thick, and then grill those, roll them in some...
You made me some of those in your air fryer when we were quarantining there for a couple weeks.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, she does that all the time. But I enjoy grilling them with the in the disc form, roll them in a little EVO, and then throw some brown sugar on them right at the end. And it kind of caramelizes a little bit, and it's really, really good. Can't complain about that at all.
Well, I wouldn't bother.
Complaining?
No.
Come on. That's never you. It's never a bother for you
to complain. This one reminded me of you. Grilled butternut squash.
Why,
You're
man?
A squash guy.
I'm okay.
You like your acorn squash.
Right. I do like acorn squash only because I put butter and maple syrup in the center of it. But
butternut's going to be the same thing. It's like a pumpkin.
Right. Now, if you cut those long ways, aren't those the ones that look like a bell?
Yes.
Right. Yep. So you cut them long ways. So you got, and you take the seeds out of the round end, and you got a little boat there. And you can float some stuff in that boat and make it good. Yep. Yeah, exactly.
But you're going to actually grill it with that cut side down for quite a while. So you could grill that side, flip it over on the skin for the other half, and then fill it with butter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't forget brown sugar.
Right. Once again, butter, brown sugar, bacon. Maybe we're onto something there.
But, you know, that butternut squash is I have had the soup made out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was incredibly good.
Yep.
So I'm thinking if you grilled a bunch of them up, you could make that butternut soup.
Yeah, and I think that as you're grilling them, you probably want a medium heat grill so they don't burn because there is moisture in those, and you want to cook them through. And then the other thing is that, you know, stick a toothpick in there or the end of a fork or something to make sure that they're soft all the way through. That's how you're going to know they're done. That really isn't an item that you're going to put a thermometer in so much, is that you can just tell by feel. It's kind of like if you were cooking a potato. That sweet potato, you're going to know when it's done. And that's why I like to cook them in discs, because those long wedges take a lot longer to get done than the little discs do. And I'm kind of impatient when it comes to vegetables on the grill.
And when you cut them into like a silver dollar, basically, or whatever, right. So it's a poker chip.
There you go. Exactly.
They're thinner.
Yep.
And you can crisp them up on both sides,
because
they're a little bit of a mushy plant.
You're right.
Would you boil those before you threw them on the grill?
No. No, I wouldn't. You can, but I wouldn't, because if I cut them in the disc, they cook up quick enough.
Okay.
The only reason you'd boil them is to increase the or decrease the grill time because you partially cooked them already. But
well, we're sipping on a Cranker's Keto India Pale Ale IPA, for those of you who don't know that. 156 calories, 3.3 grams.
Yep, we're going to talk about that with Crank in the next segment. Jim Crank is...
that is a cool beer.
Owns Cranker's Brewery up in Big Rapids.
What do you think
we talked about that. You know what? I'm
he's
thinking
not listening
it,
right now.
It tastes like another.
Does it?
Yeah, right.
Well,
exactly.
Guess what?
Look,
Shazam.
He's got one.
Looks like
he's got something else in there, too. But,
the Professor.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You can have either one or both.
No, I'm still finishing the one I have, but it does taste like another. Exactly. So other vegetables that I like to do on the grill... this Bob's going to cringe and he's going to tell me I'm full of BS right now, but I create a pouch with,
for crying out loud.
I understand. I put 4 or 5 whole cloves of garlic in there peeled. I'm going to put in, a handful of new potatoes, the little ones that are about the size of a golf ball. I'm going to put those in there, cut up a red pepper, a green pepper, a yellow or orange, whatever. I do 3 colors of peppers and then the Lowry's seasoning. You've heard of Lowry's. Sprinkle a little of that in there, but they also have marinades. And Lowry's marinade, they have one that's called Hawaiian. And it's a fruit juice-based marinade, but it's got a little bit of bite to it. And pour a bottle of that in your foil pouch, seal it up tight, put it on the grill, grill that thing for about 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
You could just put a cast iron pan on there and put a lid on it.
Yep, either one. Either one. I know Bob's has an affliction to cooking with foil, so...
I don't use a sand and perspirant for the same reason, because it'll kill you.
Oh, I thought maybe because you just like that natural smell.
No, but, I use just deodorant. Nothing but aluminum in it.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey, like we said, coming up next, we've got a guy named Jim Crank, owns a couple restaurants that are called Crankers, and he's also a microbrewer. So Jim's going to join us on the live line in a couple minutes, and... we're going to talk a little bit of beer, some keto beer that he's got patented. So stick with us. We'll be back.